God's whole plan was somehow to get man on earth to receive him. This is just Pastor Wes Hayes, Kansas, but I really don't believe that we can adequately survive in these final days without the Holy Spirit, without his ministry. And so I keep going. I'm often reminded of things that Brother Hagin spoke years ago, but he said, you know, a lot of times people got mad at him because he just kept on talking about faith, and sometimes you get on a topic and just keep on. And people say, why do you teach on faith all the time? And he said, well, when you get it, I'll go on. And that's sometimes true because we think we get it, but sometimes we don't. And if there's ever a time that we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, this is it. And well, Pastor Wes, I don't want the Holy Spirit like you got it. Well, you need to have the Holy Spirit like God wants you to. And if that involves your prayer language, and which I think, man, everybody should have their prayer language because it literally changes your circumstances and it gives you a promise. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit tonight. And I was in I was invited to sit in on a board meeting of a ministry that I'm just found out about in the last couple of weeks. And I know the man that's involved with it, but Pastor Debbie's on his board, and so they invited me to come along as well. And while they were sitting there, one of the board members that was on the Zoom broadcast started prophesying, started by the Spirit of God, spoke out in other tongues and then interpreted. And before that had happened, in my heart, in my mind, I heard these words, 2022, a breakthrough, amen, anew for you. Amen. And I thought it was for them, and I kept trying to say, oh, Lord, I don't understand, because, you know, I'm not part of this thing. I'm just sitting in, but every word that kept coming from this, through this lady, it just kept confirming that what I had was going to fit. But I got it probably 10-15 minutes, and I'm not saying, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, breakthrough 20 in 2022, anew for you. And so 2022, and then I started looking at it, I said, well, bless God, I'm receiving that for me. You guys can reach out and grab it if you want to, but I'm receiving it for me, but I also receive it for us. You know, 2022, a breakthrough anew for you. Breakthroughs, and I asked the Lord about that. I said, Lord, why not just say breakthrough? He says, everybody says breakthrough, but he said, I want yours to be anew. And I think the anew breakthrough is our, I think you can never be too dependent upon the Lord. And sometimes that anew for some people is that you just become more connected to God. And you stay in a attitude of repentance, if you will, keeping your heart right before God. Because when you're doing that, you're opening yourself up to his presence. The intimacy with God is far more than most of us realize on a day-to-day basis, but it's available. And God wants to be so close to us that it's almost like he's breathing through us. And he is, literally. But I'm encouraged, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit, and I remember, and I know Brandon does too, but years ago when we were going through a real difficult time here, we were having some meetings just to kind of, some men got together, and we were trying to navigate through those times, and it was tough on me, and just the emotion of it, and I remember one of those times together, Brandon, we were praying, and Brandon just walked up and put his hand on me, started praying in another tongue, and then he interpreted it. And the word that came forth just blessed my soul. It blessed me. And it helped me. And so what I want us to do is I want us to be open to anything that God has for us, including the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's not, I like what one ministry often calls, you know, most people when you talk about Holy Spirit, they talk about the Holy Spirit. And it's like talking, well, there's the pastor, Wes Oakley. Usually you say, there's Pastor Oakley. But with the Holy Spirit, we just usually, we preface talking about him with the. That's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We, you know, I think that makes sense to me, but the Holy Spirit wants to be big in your life. And he wants you to really open up to and have the prayer language where you can speak out. And sometimes you got to remember that when you're speaking in another tongue or your own heavenly prayer language, it's coming out of your spirit. It's not coming out of your head. Your head will just be going bonkers all the time when you first start speaking in another tongue. But it'll finally just be quiet because it knows that your spirit man is going to take ascendancy. And that's what needs to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going to share this. My sister Vivian watched Sunday's broadcast on live stream and out from Austin, and she texted me and told me, she says, probably time to just put down the joke books. I thought, she has a bad attitude. And then I got a text today, I think it was, or yesterday evening, from former national director of FCF, Lonnie Hilton, and he said, Wes, keep telling those jokes. We need to laugh. And I said, I agree. So I'm going to send that text to my sister. She's just jealous she doesn't have those books. Anyhow, a couple things. The Holy Spirit, you need to just know that He loves you. And even if you don't understand the move of the Holy Spirit, we often relegate the move of the Holy Spirit to a supernatural manifestation of one of the nine gifts of the Spirit, which thank God for. But we often miss just the simple manifestation, because I think this, when somebody comes by me on a Sunday morning, and I know sometimes the word of knowledge can go forth in my ministry, and when I'm ministering the word of God, and I don't just stop and say, thus saith the Lord, but a lot of times God will speak a word of knowledge while I'm ministering, and also a word of wisdom. And so word of knowledge is just confirming things that the Lord's already spoken in your heart, and wisdom always typically has to do with future in your life. Or even in our church's life. So God could be speaking to us corporately, but He also can be speaking to us individually. And when we come together in a church, it's usually a corporate setting. But how many times I have had people come by and say, Pastor Wes, thank you for saying what you said. I needed that. Well, I didn't know you needed it, but the Lord knew you needed it. And if I'm being sensitive to the Lord at all, then the Holy Spirit can move through and He can help all of us. Amen. And that's what we all need. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, that's what the Holy Spirit is called. You've heard me say probably recently, when we talk about being a helper in the church, people sometimes say, I don't want to be a helper in a church. That's trivial. I want something big, like I whatever big is. You know, to me, what's big is just doing what God wants you to do. That's pretty big. And but it's interesting to know that one of the names for the Holy Spirit is helper. And people tell you they don't want to be helpers. Well, you could be like the Holy Spirit. Amen. And not that you need to have a word for everybody. You know, those people are dangerous sometimes. But they're also a blessing if they're hearing God. But I want you to turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 15. And we're just going to go over some things. And I may, and depending on time, but I may ask some, if they would, just about their experience with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and how long you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit's presence in your life has helped you and has led you and guided you. But anyhow, let's start here in John 15. And Lord, we do thank you for the Spirit of God that's here to lead us and guide us into all truth. We need no man to teach us when we have the Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, we call upon you. I call upon you, the greater one that indwells me, to think through my mind and speak through my lips as I yield to him. And God, thank you for speaking to each and every one of us. Thank you for life and life abundant. And all agree with that said, amen. By the way, my great-grandson Roman very possibly will be coming home tomorrow. And when he got to Wichita, the doctors there didn't think it was near as bad as what they thought here, but you know, I was thinking about that a while ago. It may be that he started getting a little bit of healing on the way there. And he's doing well, and not so well. Well, he's doing well today, but today was circumcision day, and that would make any strong-hearted man a little upset. His name means powerful and strong. when they told me they're going to name him Roman, I thought all I could think of is Roman, God for me, Roman Catholic or Roman Empire, and they were kind of, well, I won't go too far in that direction, but anyhow, then I looked up the Hebrew name, meaning of the name Roman, and it was powerful and strong. And I said, well, I'll take that in the name of Jesus. But here we are, and I'm reading to you, I'm going to read out of the, read the scripture up on the projector on the media shout, and then I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. How many of you have a Passion Translation? Just about none of you. It's not a completed translation yet. Just part books. There's not a lot. They have a few Old Testament books, and most of the New Testament, I think, is done. And that's what I have. This is basically, it's got Psalms, Proverbs, and the New Testament. So it's got 16, 18 books. And they've got some single ones done. Isaiah's done, and Romans, but it's pretty good. But here we go. But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you, and this is Jesus speaking, He will come to you from the Father. Where does the Holy Spirit come from? And will testify about me. So, the Holy Spirit comes from the Father, and what He does is testifies about Jesus. And sometimes people, and I will say this over and over again, sometimes people think that the Holy Spirit is just something that man has made up. And what they don't realize is that by the Holy Spirit, God has made them up. God made them, created them by the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the earth. He's been there since the beginning. You read about Him in Genesis chapter 1 really quick. He's always been there. And so the Holy Spirit, Jesus is saying, He is the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of what? The Spirit of Truth. There is no lie in Him. There's no deceit in Him. There is no prejudice in Him. There's nothing but just pure, holy love. And He's going to come to you from the Father. The Holy Spirit comes from the Father. So if you're asking the Father for the infilling of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, it comes from the Father. And the Holy Spirit will always speak of Jesus or point you toward Jesus all the time. And that's why I've had people argue with me about baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they would say, well, we're supposed to be baptized in water, and that's about it. And I just remind them, I said, well, the Bible talks about more than one baptism. It talks about baptisms. That's plural. And there is the water baptism, but you're also baptized into the body of Christ. But then you're also baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of praying in other tongues. And there's other people say, well, you don't need your prayer language. Well, that to me is like buying a hamburger and say, throw the meat away. Well, that's a pretty poor illustration, but you know, God's a lot more than a hamburger. But I'm just saying, sometimes we want to have things from God the way we want it. How about just wanting things from God the way He wants? And I think that's one of the things that will get us into the anew in 2022, is that we begin to honestly say to God on a regular basis, Lord, it's not what I want. What do You want? And then make the decision to go after that with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And you will be glad you did. Jesus says, I'll send you the Advocate. Who's sending the Spirit to you? Jesus. Who's it come from? The Father. And He's going to testify about Jesus and all that He had done. Now, the Passion Translation says it like this, and I like this. And I will send you the Divine Encourager from the very presence of my Father. He will come to you, the Spirit of Truth, emanating from the Father, and He will speak to you about me. Isn't that wonderful? Now, another name, when He talks about, and I will send you the Divine Encourager, the word Divine Encourager means, or the Redeemer from the curse. I'm going to send to you the one that redeemed us from the curse. Divine Encourager by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, and I'll read this scripture to you in a little bit. He said, it's necessary that I go to the Father so that I can send you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate. And he will come to you, the Spirit of truth emanating from the Father, and he will speak to you about me. And then you will tell everyone the truth about me, for you have walked with me from the start. When you have the Spirit of truth living on the inside of you, it should not be that hard to speak the truth. And when you speak not so much the truth, there's a quick witness. I don't know if you get that, but when I say things that aren't quite right on the inside of me, I go, no, that's not right. And I give this example, and I think it probably does help people a bit. But when pre-Jesus days, I remember telling, I don't even remember what it was, but I remember saying something so much that I began to believe it was true. And that's a weird thing. Then I got born again and I was telling that same story and it came out of my mouth and I go, wait a minute, that's not right. That's not true. You can correct yourself just like that by the Holy Spirit. He's living on the inside of you. He knows whether or not you're telling the truth. He's the truth radar. I mean, he is literally watching and listening and hearing. He knows the thought and the intent of your heart, so it's fruitless to try and say, well, the Lord's gonna, he's probably not gonna hear this. No, he knows the thought and the intent of our hearts. And so that's what we want. It's one of the things I think grace is being able to correct an attitude before it displays itself. Amen. Amen. That's the way all spiritual people live. Amen. That divine encourager, the one who has redeemed us from the curse. How many know we've been redeemed from the curse of the law? So we're not to surrender to confusion or doubt. When people start telling me I'm confused, you need the presence of the Holy Spirit to be made aware in your life. And that's one of the things that happens when you begin to pray in the Spirit, because that truth begins to permeate and literally drive out that confusion and doubt. The Bible tells us in Romans that God's not a God of confusion. But how many times do you hear people that believe, that know God, they're believers, and say, it just seems like I'm confused. That's not God. Now, I'm not saying you're going to know everything, but God didn't put us here that we would be confused. He put us here so that we would have a sound mind. Amen. If you agree with that, say amen. Now let's go to John chapter 16. We're right there. And I'll read to you again out of the New Living Translation. It says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he, the Spirit of truth, comes from the Father, will guide you into how much truth? All truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Say, what does my future hold? Well, I just know this, that the Lord knows. Just for instance, God being God, he knew this night was going to happen, and he knew every person that was going to be here would be here. And he knew and knows everything that you're going through. It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise that you're where you are in your life. You don't surprise God. He knows. The thing about it is, sometimes it surprises him because you refuse not to go his way. If you're going to surprise God, that would probably be it. But then we read that same verse of scripture out of the Passion Translation. It says, but when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth. How many of you know that reality isn't really reality unless it lines up with God's Word? There's a lot of people that say, well, just get real. The only way you're ever going to get real is with God, because then you become everything that he's called you to be. So he will unveil the reality of every truth so that you will not be crushed, so that you will not be laid out for being crucified just like your Savior was. Every truth within you, where's that truth at? It's on the inside of you. So if we're getting filled with the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, then he knows and he can't do anything but what the Father says. And everything he does is in total agreement with the Father. And the Bible says that Spirit of truth can lead you and guide you into all truth. He won't speak on his own, but only what he hears from the Father. And he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. To you, what is to come. 2022, a breakthrough anew for you. And you could take that and say, Lord, I want to meditate on that and just, what does that mean for me? Because God's not a respecter of persons. He wants us to be stronger this coming year. And only God knows what's going to happen in 2022. There's people that were prophesying the goodness of 2021 way back in 2020, and they kind of missed it. Because it's just different than what they said. And nobody, very few prophets were actually speaking about the pandemic and that there was one coming. But there were some out there saying, you kind of need to be ready. And I've often thought about this because I think I love the word of faith. But the word of faith has come. It's more than just so we all need stuff. We all need a house. We need to be able to pay for it. We need clothes. And then, how many know clothes is a good thing? Church would be scary without them. We need gas for our vehicles. We need everything that we need just to exist. But faith is for more than that. And I understand this. The longer I live and the more I learn about the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith has come so that we could really develop an even more intimate walk with God. That we begin to take him literally at his word. Just like when you're raising your children up and your children hang on the, I'm amazed that even watching little kids, they hang on the words of their parents. And if you tell them the sky's purple, it's okay with them. It's purple. And they just are willing to believe the word of their parent. And then you think, well, why would a parent want to lie to them? But you know, that's another thing. But I'm just saying that when the spirit of truth abides on the inside of you, it's for a reason. It's because he chose to come. He chose to come. God's whole plan was somehow to get man on earth to receive him. After the fall, it wasn't a surprise to him that the fall took place. And that fellowship with the Father was literally broken by the deceit that took place in the Garden of Eden. But the thing about it was God began to orchestrate from the beginning a way to get himself back into the life of one of his children. And we're each one of those. Why would God choose to come live in us? Because he created us to house him. And we get so hung up. I thank God that I can just stop at any time and go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can pray things out, and I have done it on somewhat of a regular basis. People say, why don't you do it more? That is a good question. But what you do, if you're going to pray, you need to pray the way the Lord wants you to, and understand that you may be praying in another tongue. And the Bible says when you pray in another tongue, you're speaking directly to God. You have a direct line to him when you speak in another tongue. And that's why when I heard one man say, a doctor in Stockton, Kansas, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I was telling everybody, I thought everybody needed to get filled with the Holy Spirit. And so when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I started telling everybody. And this Bible study I was going to was some really wonderful Methodist people that didn't want anything to do with the Holy Spirit. I didn't know that. And so I went ahead and told them about my prayer language. And I remember that one doctor looking at me and says, well, you know, God speaks to me, but he speaks in perfect English. And that's because you're a slow learner. And I did say that. But what we try to do then is we try to bring the things about God down to a human level. God's supernatural. He's so supernatural and he's so well able that he can do things that's supernatural that almost look natural, but they're still supernatural. How can a person literally speak in another language? Well, it's a supernatural thing. And it's hard to explain. You know, I ask those same people, you're asking me to explain how I can pray in another tongue. I'm asking you, how can you be born again? Explain that to me. Well, you confess your sins, yeah. And You ask Jesus to come into your hearts. That's a good thing. How does that work? How do you know you're saved? They get quiet just like you do. Listen, this is how we know. We know by the Word of God. The Bible says, he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be condemned to hell forever. No, shall be saved. It's a pretty simple thing, and it's almost supernatural. It is supernatural. And it's the same thing. The same faith that got you born again is the same faith that can get you filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's where you apply. Lord, I don't understand the infilling of the Holy Spirit, but I do know this. I want everything you have for me. So I'm asking you, because you can trust the Lord. The Bible said God doesn't mock you when you ask him. He doesn't mock you. When you ask for a fish, he gives you a fish. He doesn't give you a serpent. When you ask for a loaf of bread, he doesn't give you a rock or stone. He gives you a loaf of bread. When you ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, he fills you with the Holy. He doesn't give you something else. You either trust him or you don't. Amen. And the sooner you trust him about the Holy Spirit, I think the better, the more at peace you'll be in your life. Hallelujah. You'll wake up praying in tongues sometime. John 14, is this helping anybody? Let's go back over to John 14. Well, I don't know that we've been there, but. Is this okay? I like manifestations of God's spirit and healings and I think about this a lot. Because I do believe the Holy Spirit moves, and oftentimes we don't recognize it because it wasn't just amazingly, you know, I was listening to one guy today on, and just recently he was, I don't know if you watched Flashpoint or not, but Mario Morello's on there quite a bit. And he was telling about, now I would like to have a miracle. Like, I remember years ago I had a guy that was in an accident. And he had a leg that was like 4 or 5 inches shorter. He had to put platforms on one of the shoes. He had a special order shoes. And we had a chiropractor going to our church back then, and he came up and he checked him out and said, yeah, he's got a bum leg and hip got crushed in an accident or something. And so we put him up on a chair and we put him up, put his legs together, and the leg that was short was about like this. And when I prayed, I just said, in the name of Jesus, and I'd have got that out of my name, and that short leg just shot past the other one. And then the legs just started going like this. Perfect. I don't know how that happened. As a matter of fact, I was talking to the chiropractor, and he, in his mind, medically, he said, I knew what had to happen for that to, I mean, there's no way that's going, and in his mind, that ain't happening. But we don't go by what men think. God created the bodies in the first place. I don't know if you've got that yet. And so anyhow, his name was Pat Tokas. He is from Plainville, Kansas, moved to California years ago. I used to get Christmas cards every year. And he said, Pastor West, my shoes are still the same size now. He said, matter of fact, that miracle cost me a lot of money. I had to replace all my shoes. I thought that was cool. But anyhow, Mario Morello is telling about a story. And he said, and he said it so wonderfully, because I know we've been given authority in Jesus' name. And the Bible says, the Lord says, concerning the works of my hand, command you me. But man, you've got to do that with the right. We don't tell God to do anything. We command the Word of God. We speak the Word of God, but we do that because we love God. And we know He loves us. And we know that no miracle is going to happen without Him. And so they had brought a lady to that particular revival there in New York. And this has just been the last month. It was in early October. She'd been in an accident, and the car had flipped many times, and she was broken up. Bones broken up, joints out of place, and then they got her to that prayer meeting, to that revival. And they prayed for her, and Mauro said, "We just said, God, you're the only one who can do this miracle, and we believe that you can do it. We love her, you love us, and you want to show yourself strong on behalf of these people, and we're all for that. We want you to be known." And said the power of God just fell in that place and fell on that woman, and things, bones started snapping back into place. And within a few minutes, she was up standing, and she had multiple broken bones. I mean, the next thing you know, she starts running and jumping around the place. He said, that makes for a good meeting. And they got literally thousands of people born again in New York, a really blue state. That's how you change states, move of God like that. But wouldn't it be wonderful to see that all the time? And we've seen some incredible miracles, and I expect to see more. But one of the things that I really believe that the Holy Spirit has come is to let us know that we're loved by God, and in pressurized moments, the Holy Spirit can rise up big within you and say, you listen to me, and we'll get through this thing, and we'll get through this thing on the other side victoriously. And you can pray yourself through that, because the Holy Spirit knows how to pray the perfect will of God for your life through you. And so he only prays that which he hears the Father. That which he knows from the Father. He only does what he sees. And that's what Jesus said. I only do and I see and do only those things that my Father tells me to do. So the Holy Spirit is, to me, is an incredible way to live life and allow him to lead you, guide you, even when you don't know what's going on in life. You heard me say, I think just maybe recently, but the hardest time to walk in faith is when you don't understand what's going on. And the best way to pray in moments like that is, Lord, you know I don't understand. Because if I were you, I'd sure be doing this differently. And then God always, he didn't even have to remind me, I'm not him, but I'm pretty well aware of that. But if I understand God, he wants us to trust him fully. And I don't believe he wants to hold anything back. And so here we are in John 14, verses 15 through 17. Again, out of the New Living Translation, if you love me, obey my commandments. Everybody say, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never... That's a pretty powerful promise. Never leave you. Who is he? He's the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Jesus is the Savior of our guilt from sin. He came in and washed sin away. And then the Holy Spirit empowers us to walk free from any sin that would try to attach itself to us. That's why I think sometimes we need the Holy Spirit, because there's an empowerment there for you to walk out what God's created you to be. And he doesn't want you to be bound by sin. I think if we thought that way a little bit more, that when we come to Jesus, there'd be a lot more instant manifestations of being just delivered from stuff, being delivered from an addiction, being delivered from a spirit of anger, being delivered. I mean, when the Spirit comes in, he cleans house if we let him, even in our minds. Can you say amen? So I'm going to read that to you from the Passion, John 14:50. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. You think he was just kidding when he said that? No. I don't either. Loving, listen to this. This is a great way to put this. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. Because a lot of times people don't obey his commands because they're afraid to try it. I know what the word says, Pastor West, but, you know, sometimes we say the conjunction but way too often. I'm going to take you at your word, Lord. And then he goes on to say, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior. Isn't it interesting how he puts this? He will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like you and me, and he will never leave you. That's a promise. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately because he remains in you and will live inside you. And then Jesus goes on and say in verse 18, I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you. He will never leave us helpless. It's one of the reasons when you get into a tough moment, you put your trust and confidence in the Holy Spirit that Jesus went out of his way. He said, listen, it's necessary that I go away so that I can send you the Comforter. And he says, you wait. And when he told him, the last thing he said before he took off and ascended into heaven, he says, you wait and you go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with what? Power, the Holy Spirit from on high. You wait. He said, how long do we wait? And sometimes we made a doctrine out of waiting. Because yeah. they were waiting for the first outpouring, basically. But the Holy Spirit's already come. He's already filled a whole lot of people. And he's wanting to fill a whole lot more. Amen? So with that said, we got a few minutes. Anybody, you know, you don't have to, but you feel comfortable just sharing a little bit about how the Holy Spirit coming into your life changed things. You know, the account of Apostle Paul and his, one of his journeys, but he ended up ministering to man and he asked the man, he said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? It's Acts chapter 19. And the man said, I have not even heard that there be so much as the Holy Spirit. We've not heard of that. And the Apostle Paul walked him through it, and he's been born again, been water baptized, and he said, laid hands on him. He got filled with the Holy Spirit and dramatically changed his life. And so sometimes we think we have to understand things completely. We didn't understand salvation completely. We just know that we, on the inside of us, we needed a Savior. But just like you need a Savior, you need the Holy Spirit in your life. You need him moving and helping you. I know Charles got up and shared a couple weeks ago on the accident he had. I guarantee you that Holy Spirit was moving. And I guarantee you he had angels working. And I guarantee you that things went on that just literally saved his life. I remember growing up, before I even became a Christian, I was being pulled that way, but I remember there was a couple times that I could have been killed real easily. Automobile accident, got hit, rear-ended from by a car going probably anywhere from 55 to 70 miles an hour. We were stopped, getting ready to turn, got hit by that car. And whiplashed my neck so bad that for weeks I had to just lift my head up out of off the pillow or something. But God spared my life. And so when I started coming into the kingdom of God, I grew up pretty much in the Presbyterian church, and I have I know a little bit about what we believe now just because I remember, but there wasn't so much, they didn't even talk really honestly much about Jesus. They never told you needed to be born again. And the Holy Spirit will always draw you to that experience because unless you're born again, you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to be born of the Spirit before you can be filled with the Spirit. Amen. So those things are in order. So when you get born again, you say, God, I want everything you want for me. And just a real simple way to pray it, because you need to. And especially going into year 2022 and God promises a breakthrough anew for you. You probably need to pray that through. And you pray it through best with the Holy Spirit. I believe God wants our lives to be good. Even in the midst of some pretty inharmonious circumstances, I believe the Holy Spirit knows how to help us live a life that's productive. And, you know, we are different from other people. And just like when the Israelites came out of Egypt, you know, there was light in their house when there was nothing but darkness in the Egyptians' house. And the insects and the frogs and all didn't bother the people of God. It just irritated all those Egyptians, who's a type of the world. And people ask us, you know, why aren't you nervous about what's going on? Well, the worst thing that could happen is this thing ends and we all go to heaven. And we'd be thinking, well, I wish it would have happened a long time ago. But as long as we're here, I think probably part of what's going on next year, there's going to be a great revival. I believe a lot of souls, and we need to be aware of that. We need to be willing and ready. And you need the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you when you start sharing Jesus with people. Amen? Amen. But just a real simple way to receive the Holy Spirit is, Father, I thank you that I have received Jesus as my Savior, and I thank you right now that I, on the authority of your word, I have a right to ask the Holy Spirit to come in me and fill me. And that I will have a heavenly prayer language. I will have my own tongue. And I will be able to speak it freely. And I can allow it to become a river of life in and through me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for filling me up. Filling me full to overflowing. And I'll never be thirsty again. When he told the woman at the well, he said, I have water for you that you know not of. And once you drink of me, you'll never ask for another drink. Because this... the Spirit of God quenches your thirst forever. Amen? Amen. So don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. Just make sure that you're not allowing some man's doctrine to guide you. The enemy really doesn't want you praying in another tongue because he doesn't understand what you're saying. He has not a clue. I don't know how we relegated him to just understanding things almost as good as God does. No, if he was that good, he would have never fallen. I like what one man said about the enemy. He says, well, I don't want to disparage him, but I do think he's stupid. And he said, anytime you try to exalt yourself above the throne of the Most High God, that doesn't show the greatest intelligence. Amen. And we can do the same thing. So, Lord, I know Pastor Wes is talking about the Holy Spirit, and the Lord has me do this every now and then. I didn't get through all the scriptures, but the Lord has me do this every now and then just to keep on encouraging people because they look at you like, well, I remember, I just remember a lot of times people have gotten filled with the Holy Spirit, and I've talked to people that got filled with the Holy Spirit when I was pastoring in Ulysses, Kansas back in 1977 through 1981. And they're still going for God. I think there is an empowerment that comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit that helps you live your life on a regular basis. And it keeps hope stirred up on the inside of you. Amen. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this people. And I thank you, Lord, that you are our Father. You have sent us the Comforter. By the word of Jesus and by your word of authority. And God, we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and we thank you that we can give place to him and all that we say and do. And Lord, that our lips would be solely for him. And we thank you. We give you praise in that name, which is above every name, the name Jesus. And all agree with that said, amen and amen. Well, you're dismissed. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.